as the number of American military forces continues to draw down in Iraq, the State Department is getting ready for its new role in that country. When all the troops have left, it will be the State Department that's handed the reins. Michael Corbin is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State in the Bureau of Near Eastern Affairs for Iraq issues. He joins us now to talk about the transition and the planning behind it. Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. It's a great pleasure for me to join you to talk about Iraq.
Okay, so first give us the background, review the timeline for the handoff from military to state in Iraq.
Well, the important date coming up is August 31st, when we're already below 50,000 troops, as was announced yesterday, but the combat mission ends in Iraq. But what I'd like to underline is that State Department and the other civilian agencies have been working over the last year and a half on getting ready for this transition. We opened our embassy in January of 2009. We've been, the agencies that are involved there are focused on the different ways that they can change from a security-dominated relationship to a civilian partnership in the areas of development, economics, health, agriculture that the Iraqi people and government are really interested in pursuing.
So how many State Department personnel are there now, and how many do you foresee moving into the country soon?
Well, right now, as in terms of actual State Department program and other people, we have about 1,000 people on the ground scattered around the country in different places working with the Iraqis and in different, a variety of projects. As the military numbers come down from a high we've had during the surge of 165,000 down to below 50, we're going to continue our presence, but it's going to be a different kind of presence than the military has had. We don't have the numbers in the State Department and the other civilian agencies, but we have programs similar to those that we run around the world where we will partner with the Iraqis in, as I said, those areas of education, health, agriculture, and the economy.
And I just wanted to ask you an aside question about the embassy itself in Baghdad. That was a troubled project. Is that building now in pretty decent shape and functioning properly?
Absolutely. And it's a platform that's used to host Iraqis, to maintain our programs, to do outreach, to do public affairs. It's our largest embassy in the world, and it's an impressive facility. It did have problems at the beginning, but it is an established presence now that will be the center for our diplomatic outreach in Iraq.
I want to understand a little bit more about the State Department's presence there that's going to be coming up. You say you have about 1,000 people there now. And did I understand you correctly? You don't really necessarily expect that number to get that much bigger because you're going to be working so closely with the Iraqis so that they can do a lot of this work themselves?
Well, what's going to happen is that as the military has provided security and logistics support for us, and our contractor presence is going to increase. And we're also going to have a police development program that will be all run by the State Department, so that we'll take over from a military program. So we'll have an increase in our contractor population, and we'll do things differently, and we'll be in different places around the country. We won't be everywhere as the military was, but we are going to continue our presence and continue to work with the Iraqis so that we can have a successful transition, and so the military forces can continue to leave and get down to zero at the end of 2011.
Now, is one of the roles for the State Department in helping Iraq to help it set up within its government the types of institutions that we're used to here in the United States? I'm thinking of, for example, an honest and reliable procurement system and the ways that we approach the governance of various government functions that they may not have a tradition of.
Well, the Iraqis actually have a tradition of bureaucracy and a judicial system going back to the Hammurabi codes of thousands of years ago. So they are known for technocratic ability. And in the 50s, 60s, and even into the 70s, Iraq was a leader in the Arab world. And we're helping Iraqis to rebuild their country, to bring back the technocrats who either fled during Saddam's time or fled during the violence that we saw after we went into Iraq. We're trying to bring those people back. We're trying to restaff their ministries and help them out. But security is going to be a continuing issue. And as you see in the news today, the terrorists who want to undermine the Iraqi government and the U.S. presence are doing everything possible to use this date to try and make their mark. But we've had enormous success in partnership against the terrorists. And we think that although you'll see during this period, and it is Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, where terrorist attacks spike, you'll see the Iraqi security forces being able to deal with this because they are much more capable than they were before.
Is the State Department, let me do this first. Michael Corbin, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State in the Bureau of Near Eastern Affairs for Iraq issues. And I wanted to ask about the State Department looking maybe to recruit new blood in, people with specific skills, or because you're working so closely with contractors, is that even necessary?
Well, we have a whole-of-government approach, and other agencies have been involved in Iraq over the last 7 years. The military has made the enormous sacrifices and the number of deployments, but we've had Department of Homeland Security, Department of Transportation, Department of Agriculture, all the different agencies who have had a role in Iraq, and they still are there, and they will continue to play the role in helping partner with the Iraqi government. We are always looking for new candidates for the State Department. We're pushing to recruit. We have programs that allow us to hire specialized people for Iraq in the fields of agriculture that we don't normally have in our diplomatic ranks. But we see that we have the capabilities and we have the abilities to hire people to help us as we go through this incredibly important transition from a military security dominated role to a civilian to a traditional diplomatic partnership.
And final question, are you optimistic about how this is all going to come out?
I'm optimistic because the Iraqis are leading the way. And on March 7th, in their national elections, over 60% of the population went out and voted for free lists for political candidates who they want to provide services. We have a system, although we don't have a government formed yet, where politics is determining the future, not violence. We see that the different groups are working together. We see that the oil sector provides promise in the future for providing support for their economy. We see a decentralized system, which is rare in the Middle East. And we see a country that's striving to be a positive feature in the region, not the negative feature it was under Saddam Hussein.